Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We have your chance to win a trip to see Gwen Stefani. Oh, Vinny's hand is up. Yeah, yes, Vinny.
This just in. The Hooked on a Feeling that I'm familiar with is the cover version, and I know it because of Guardians of the Galaxy. That's where that song comes.
Oh, they did a different version of it.
The Blue Suede version is the song from Guardians of the Galaxy. And if you remember, it's the cassette tape
will know. Yeah, absolutely.
That he pops in. Yeah. That's the one. So.
Hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing.
That sounds like BJ Thomas's voice. Did they just do a take his thing and add all those horns and stuff?
I don't know anything about it really, other than the one you played for me when you said BJ Thomas has passed. You know him from this song. I went, I don't know that song, but I thought I did, and it turns out it's because I know it from the Guardians of the Galaxy.
How funny! This is like the big song. Gwen Stefani, she's doing a residency in Vegas. We have chances for you to get qualified. Our chance for you is coming up at 9 o'clock. Be here for that.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a crisis. Supplies are running low everywhere, so the Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. Students and teachers will have more access to personal protective equipment, technology, and so much more of what they need now. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right, so morning clouds and fog, depending on where you're at, will give way to sunshine, and some spots will get as warm as into the 80s.
Oh
today.
Boy,
so
hot one.
Nice day ahead. It feels anyway like summer has already begun as we just passed Memorial Weekend. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you had a good one. And now on June 1st, it's Pride Month. Happy Pride Month, everyone. I hope the party people have the best possible time.
Definitely.
I know that we've gone too long without fun. Oh. And so I feel like everyone's ready to come out and do something solid. You know,
a lot of memories. Yeah, a lot of the big events are canceled, but that's, you know, overabundance of caution. But that doesn't mean you can't have some damn fun. Get out there. Have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Here's some things coming up this month. The NBA and NHL playoffs continue, and I've been trying to keep up on those. The Tour de France is back, everyone. We'll see how that goes. That starts June 26th. Oh, also, you know, there's tennis going on right now. I wanted to report this story because I found it really, really interesting, the tear that goes on here. So Naomi Osaka is a tennis player, a female tennis player, and she's one of the best out there.
Right.
She's really good. So she was headed into the French Open, which is a major. It's one of the big ones. And she had said in advance that she didn't want to do press and that it caused too much anxiety for her. And she's going to go ahead and pass on doing the pre and post
interview match things, right? Interviews. The press conferences and stuff.
There are obligations that everyone has to do. It's part of the deal of becoming pro. And yet she's saying, I just don't want to do it. Well, right after her first match, the French Open fined her $15,000.
Oh, boy.
And so there she is. And she finally comes out and says, you know what? I'm going to leave the tournament. I have some depression and anxiety issues happening, and it's not the best place for me, and I don't want to take away from the tournament. So here's it. First of all, the organizers with their $15,000 fine after someone says, I don't feel okay doing this stuff.
Right.
They don't look good.
No.
On the other hand, everyone's got to do it.
Yeah.
Every pro sport has this
obligation.
As an obligation of it. And yet I know a lot of pro athletes struggle with this stuff. And you've seen a million press conferences that go badly because someone doesn't want to deal. And they feel like, I just lost the most important game of my life.
And now
I got to
sit here
and talk to you.
Answer questions and relive it.
Right. So I feel for her because I do kind of understand that you may be coming up and you've played, I don't know how much tennis, a million hours.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, that's obviously ridiculous. But the point is, just because you got good at tennis doesn't mean you're going to be great at dealing with press conferences.
Right.
So, and she's a young lady who's actually saying, I'm having trouble over here.
Right.
So while I feel for her, I don't know where that's going to go.
Because it's such a huge component of the thing. And of course, the French Open, you know, it's not like they could say, we're not doing press conference. Well, then, now you're not going to get any coverage. And that's part of their deal. They're trying to make money by having a big, successful, well-covered tournament. But then again, you let her out. Now everybody goes, well, I have a anxiety too, and I don't want to do it either.
It does open the door to everyone having a doctor's note, doesn't
it?
Yeah.
Well, look, I mean, I when you see who's the guy who famously says, I don't even want to be here. I have nothing to say.
Marshawn Lynch.
Thank you.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Next question.
I'm just here so I won't get fined. I
love that.
You know what?
It's a great answer.
He's
there not to get fined, and he's answering your question.
There's tons of this out there. Tons of. You could probably spend a day looking at videos from athletes who are one of the guys that's famous. Both teams played hard, my man. Both teams, like, they're trying to get him to say stuff, and he's like, both teams played hard, my man. They're just clearly stonewalling the press because right. They don't want to be there. And I get that. I feel for her because I do think, you know, this stuff can be very real for you, and no one can get it. Maybe they're like, what's so hard about just standing? Well, what's so hard about anything except people have trouble with certain stuff?
Right.
Anyway, she's left the tournament, and I don't know where that's going to go in terms of, you know, will it change the way these things happen going forward? We are an evolving society, aren't we?
Maybe you would have to say someone from your camp will go, your coach or something, that person will be obligated. And then there'll be coaches who are like, oh, I can't do it.
I don't know. Anxiety. You hate to see someone who's got a real promising, you know, career walk away from it because they don't want to deal with the press.
Right. Right. I agree.
Anyway, we're talking about Naomi Osaka, who's withdrawn from the French Open. She doesn't want to do the press. She won her match. She could have stayed and moved on, but she decided, I'm going to leave. I'm a distraction. Have a good one, everybody. Let me see if there's anything else I need to... Besides the fact that it's Pride Month, there's... Father's Day is coming up.
It's the 20th this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I believe that's the first day of summer, too.
Ooh.
Official.
No.
First day of summer. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're already there.
Unofficially, we're there, baby.
Yeah, there you go. There's that. Let me see. What was the other thing that I wanted to get to? Okay. I'm not on TikTok. But I do understand Instagram. What?
He is.
Well, I don't post. So I just watch all day.
Okay.
Not all day. Just a few hours at a time.
Uh-huh.
A few hours at a time, Bryn.
That's what I consume.
You get sucked right in.
That's what I consume. I don't even watch TV anymore. I just watch TikTok and YouTube.
Mm.
Same.
What?
That's exactly
it. Oh my god.
Are you two being serious?
Absolutely. Okay. Serious, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I watch documentaries and stuff on YouTube and kinds of
Or whatever comes in that you might also like.
Or I see like a 1 minute clip from an interview and I'm like, I wanna watch that, and then I hop on YouTube to go find it.
To find the actual interview. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want to hear something? This is completely aside. I had no intention of sharing this, but you guys met Billy, my friend Billy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Billy and I were talking over the weekend, and he said, I have to, you know, pause my show because I was doing this thing. And I go, what show are you watching? And he goes, I watch a lot of foreign television series that I have to read. And he goes, it's an Israeli show called Black... Anyway, I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, I finished TV and now I'm working on foreign television.
Now I'm working on finishing YouTube.
And I was like, oh my God, that's what the pandemic has done to the general public. I mean, he doesn't have little kids, so he's not busy with that. So he has finished TV and moved into foreign television. He's like, yeah, oh yeah, I watch stuff Swedish and French, and I'm currently watching an Israeli show. I just was like, oh my God.
Just like their top rated shows in other countries.
Yeah. And he's watching them in with whatever the
subtitles.
Yeah, subtitles. The subtitles. Yeah.
There's a lot of that stuff on Netflix.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He might
it's
be doing
overdubbed,
it there.
Actually,
yeah.
Netflix.
Yeah, you can get it overdubbed or you can
right.
Anyway, I don't have TikTok. I know that a lot of people watch it. Half this show does. So there's that.
That's right.
This is one of those TikTok challenges that's going around. A Portland family believe. Look, I'm telling you, all these kids now who've grown up with this stuff. My kid, we had guests over on Saturday. She's trying to talk. Talia is the nicest girl. She's 16, though. Mm. She's grown up. And she's trying to deal with my kid who's going, let's make a YouTube video. And so they're in there trying to, you know, do an intro for this video. I don't even know what it was. I was like, but that's what these kids want to do. And here's a story from Portland. A Portland family believes it was a TikTok fire challenge video that's behind why their 13-year-old is now in the ICU with severe burns on her neck and arms.
Oh, no.
The mom says her daughter was filming a TikTok video in their bathroom when she caught fire.
Oh, God, poor girl.
She says, I don't think anyone ever wants to see their daughter on fire. It was horrible, which is the understatement. I mean,
right. What a year.
Her friend was yelling, she was filming TikToks. She was filming TikToks. So she's apparently playing with. Apparently, this is the first video where it started. A TikTok video, they believe, which started this, is where a guy sprays hairspray on the mirror and then lights it on fire. And so maybe you've done that with a lighter and a hairspray. You go. Have you ever done that?
I've never done it because I'm not an idiot.
Okay. Well,
I have seen it done. Yes, Vinny. And yes. So now he's sprayed it on and it lights up and it's in whatever shape he's done. Okay,
exactly right. So, oh, there you go. Well, anyway, this young lady was doing something to that effect. She says there was a bottle of alcohol, and I'm assuming that's rubbing alcohol, right?
Uh-oh.
On the counter. The side of it had busted open, so this was an accident. There was a lighter and a broken candle in there as well, and they're all working off. She's very hurt, so they're working off of what they were able to put together here. But they're saying, you can't light yourself on fire and expect to get out of that without being hurt, period. So she's definitely injured, and I just thought I'd put the warning out there that I don't know.
Maybe it does feel like one of the old-fashioned, like, don't play with fire. It feels like a very old-fashioned warning, and yet maybe in 2021 that's what we have to tell people.
Well, anything for likes, right? Anything
that's
for
what
views.
I'm talking. That's what I mean. These kids come up watching these videos. That's what they want to do. What they want to be. They watch YouTube. They don't watch TV.
Right.
My kid will have the
star on social media.
My kid has access to the TV and will go, can I look at your iPad? No, you can't. I know what you want. You can't have it, but you can watch Blippi on the television. That's fine. You know, because they can't do that swiping thing and
right.
go down that rabbit hole on television.
Straight up
it's
zombie.
Just different.
That's,
one last story.
That's incredibly sad.
It is very sad. Mm-hmm. The owners of a movie theater in Southern California decided to renovate while they were closed down for COVID. So over the last year, they've been, you know, doing a remodel. And an employee ended up finding a wallet that a woman lost there 46 years ago.
Oh,
it had photos in it, along with some poetry and an old Grateful Dead ticket.
Oh.
And they tracked her down and got it back to her last week.
Oh, wow.
How's
that? Was there any money in it?
I doubt it. They don't mention it, but I do know it's very funny that.
That's a time capsule right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
what I mean.
Really fun.
I've been to a million concerts and I never save the stubs. But I'd now see on Facebook, like my old boss, he has tickets from the 70s. Funny. And he's been in radio forever. So he'll put these things up and sometimes a picture with it. You know, like Crew from the 80s.
Here we are that night, right?
And him with Motley Crue. It's pretty cool, but, you know, who can save all that stuff? I sure can't.
Yeah. Some people really do. They completely organize their lives and categorize their... They've got a whole life filing system. I just don't... I've moved too many times.
I just don't. Yeah, I just don't either. I know what you mean. I can't.
I wish that I could, you know, catalog all the interesting things that ever. I can't. I'm lucky if I can just.
You know, our Jane sometimes does that too. She'll have old tickets or old things that have been signed by some big star or whatever. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Thanks, Sarah. I guess I'm an idiot. I did the hairspray lighter thing in my teens. Just as Vinny described. Yeah, that's one of those things that, you know, playing with fire, it's what kids do. But in this case, this girl ends up in the ICU, and she's going to be permanently scarred because she was trying to do a TikTok video.
Well, I feel for her because until you've seen someone burned, you don't quite think it can. You're a kid. You don't think anything's going to happen to you.
Right.
You know? And lady who's sore over being called an idiot, you know, I did plenty of idiotic stuff. I just didn't play with fire. I had a healthy fear of fire.
Right. I played with fire.
Of course you did. Did you burn? You have any burns or anything?
I didn't, luckily. But it was that same. I didn't spray on the mirror, but I would try to have a little flamethrower.
Right.
You know, you light the
That's lighter. What I was saying. Yes, the flamethrower. The thing Aquanet is exactly
and the
right.
Thing. I can't. I saw it done and went.
I think
those people seem dangerous.
Thing, I didn't do that.
Yeah,
it just looks cool. That's all.
Well, you've got a flamethrower, but also that can explode.
Absolutely,
you could be maimed.
The point. Here in the story was it's a warning. Don't play with fire.
Don't play with fire. Old timey, but still as valid today as it's always been.
Right. 415 says, Sarah, Vinny, if you haven't looked at TikTok, don't start. It's very addictive. Coco and Bryn's reaction to TikTok and YouTube is pretty common. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I've looked enough to know that I can't go on that. It's just like half a day goes by and you're like, what have I done? I was on it for about a minute somewhere in the middle of the pandemic and just said, I'm going to stop looking at that.
Well, and it's worse because my friends will text me a video they think is funny.
Oh, I get it all the time, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get the video, and then you watch the video. Scrolling. Now you're on now you're on TikTok, and that's the end of your day.
It doesn't have to be. You don't have to.
Any productivity, whatever you were in the middle of, gonzo.
I'm still productive, I think.
Are you?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
All right, anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Fun in Hawaii and also no fun in Hawaii.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.